from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dragon Slayer. Woo. Here he is, man. Let's get it.
Jalen Johnson.
Jalen is a premier player.
Starting cornerback for your Chicago Bears.
Jalen's just a real talk expert. He just tells you how he feels.
I have those type of goals and aspirations, and I know to get a yellow jacket, you got to be consistently great. And I think for me, that's my goal, is to consistently be great.
2023 Pro Bowl selection.
Picked off by Jalen Johnson. Johnson, untouched for the touchdown.
2023 All-Pro.
Well, and it's a little bit of the Deion Sanders effect when you're playing opposite of Jalen Johnson.
Takes you inside the locker room after every Bears game.
Levis keeps it. Looking deep. Launches. Got a man. It's Ridley. And it was caught off by Jalen Johnson. He nearly picked it. Either way, it prevents a touchdown or at least a very long completion to Calvin Ridley. It's second down. Best set of downs. A little more trickery here. They go with the end around for Burks, and he's going to end up getting brought down by Johnson for a loss. It'll be second down and long for Tennessee. Levis off the back foot, floats it up for Boyd. It is picked off. Jalen Johnson seals the deal, and the defense wins the day for Chicago.
Well, that boy, animal, he's a whole goat, man.
Jalen Johnson on 670 The Score.
Oh, let's do it again on The Score's afternoon show on The Score with our guy, Jalen Johnson. This segment with Jalen is brought to you by Phillips Chevrolet, the number one selling Chevy dealer in Illinois for 18 years in a row. Jalen, welcome in with me, Matt Spiegel, and him, Patrick Manley, longtime Bears long snapper. How are you, sir?
I'm well. How you guys doing?
Oh, man, we're good. Great. We're really glad to be doing this all season long again. You are an amazing athlete, because sometimes people sign a contract, and Pat, you know about this, and then they seem to let up a little bit. That does not seem to be the mindset of one Jalen Johnson. It feels like you have the same edge, maybe even a little more edge and anger, as you have had the last couple years. Is that fair to say?
I was about to say definitely more. I feel like you get to a point where it's like you try to prove yourself and you go through things. I mean, you get a new contract, God willing, I was fortunate enough to get a new contract, and it's just like, I still feel like there's some doubt. And I mean, I like it. I'm not too mad at it. I'm always trying to find something to motivate me, but I still feel and believe that there's doubt in what I can do. And then really just proving it to myself that I am who I say I am. I am the person I know I am when I look in the mirror. So really just going out there and proving that day in and day out, week in and week out.
I love how you're honest. You're honest about everything. You know, the pre-game or preseason this year, you're like, we're done with the talk and let's go out and play. And I love that from a former player. We had a guy, Mike Brown, the great safety number 30, Mike Brown, would speak the same thing. Mm-hmm. And all of us as teammates would rally around him and be like, yep, you're right. He's got we got your back and let's go do this. Man, you guys had some expectations this year and you still do. And I've got your back as well, that you guys are going to be a great defense. The first half did not start like you wanted it to. What was your mindset kind of in the middle of, say, the second quarter, And then what flipped at halftime?
I think really like just we just didn't have a good quarter, I'd say. Mm-hmm. I know on one of the touchdowns we had a miscommunication that led to a gap being open, that led to the long run by Tony Pollard. So that was an uncharacteristic thing by us. And then I know pretty much the long drive, we couldn't get off the field. I said the end of the damn drive, I didn't come down with that catch over the middle, and then kind of gave them more hope, and then end up giving up the touchdown in the back of the end zone with Tariq. So, if I really just either shooting ourselves in the foot or not taking advantage of opportunities, I feel like caused us to be in the position we were in. But for the most part, I feel like for four quarters, we dominated
yes.
them. And I feel like we just had to continue to keep our foot on our throat, really, and just continue to go. I think our first two or three possessions were three and outs. I think we had like three or four more three and outs in the second half. Rushing yards was a lot down than it was in the first half. So, really just getting back to who we were, now shooting ourselves in the foot and go out there and making plays.
Saw someone try to frame it to you in the post game as a scare. That was almost a loss, you know? And you didn't, you didn't like that. Why don't you like that idea that it was a scare?
I don't know. It's just like, I feel like people look, and again, I feel like kind of just going back to the hype, like they just looked at the Bears as, okay, the Bears are just this super magical team. Like, nah, at the end of the day, we did what a lot of good teams in the offseason did. They went and we added pieces. We got great draft picks. Defense coming back revamped, adding Darrell Taylor in the trade. So, we did what a lot of, I feel like, good teams did, but that doesn't make us invincible. We, like I've been saying, we got to go out here and improve ourselves. I feel like looking at it as a scare is if we feel like we're invincible, like, oh, David taking down Goliath. Like, nah, we haven't improved ourselves like that. So I think for me, when I hear it, just like the scare, it's like, nah, that's the outside talking. That's the outside pressure trying to come in and make it seem like, oh, it's a scare. Like, nah, they're a good team too. They went and added guys. They have a good defense. So, overall, it wasn't about it being a scare. At the end of the day, we got to go out here and win each week.
Yeah, the other thing is, like, this league is ridiculous, man. I saw the stat yesterday. 72% of the games last year were one possession games in the fourth quarter. It's insane. So everybody's good enough to get to that spot in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. Why do you think you guys are good enough to win those games this year?
Well, really just the fight. I feel like when you have a defense that can come alive, that can score, special teams that come alive and score, that can really bring the offense with them, I feel like that's big. I feel like a lot of times you'll see it being one of those things people say, oh, yeah, it's a defensive game and the score is 10-3. You don't really see too many defensive games that end up being won at 24-17. So I think really just overall just knowing who we are on the defense side of the ball, that we can change and impact the game, and then really just having the offense just come in and finish. I think just kind of trying to find ways to play complementary ball, I think is going to help us. Hopefully at some point it doesn't happen, but we're kind of anticipating that we're going to be on the other end where we can't stop an offense if they have having good drives and our offense comes up and keeps putting up points and they keep capitalizing. And, it's just like that. It's just a team game. We just got to figure out who has a hot hand and allow that side of the ball to bring us home.
Confidence and mentality. That's what I hear from you. And Eberflus talked about the locker room was different at halftime this year compared to years past. And I've been on those teams as well. And I got lucky to play with a lot of defenses that were really, really good. And we would be down at half and we'd walk in and you would see those guys do their thing at the end of the locker room. And you knew we could come out and win. Has that mentality mm-hmm. changed for you guys? And if so, how? Like, what is it? Is just the belief in each other? Like, how is that?
I think it's one of those things where I feel like for us, we were losing a fight. We know we had no business losing, and not because it was something that they were doing or just like, okay, damn, we have to come in here and make all the adjustments. It really wasn't too many adjustments. It's like, hey, let's do what we know that we can do and go out there and execute as far as the attitude on the defensive side of the ball. And even like I said, for myself, just making that big play, mm-hmm. people staying in their gaps or being in their gaps, being where they're supposed to be. It wasn't too many big corrections or, hey, let's look out and scheme for this, scheme for that. It wasn't that type of game. It was just really going out there and executing. Because, when you get out there and you're flowing, you're going through the game, you can feel like, nah, this is a game we can dominate. Yes. So once you kind of get that feeling and we're on the sideline, we're talking, it's like, nah, that should have been – the score should have never been like that. So I think for us just having a high expectation like that, speaking for the defense, I don't think we should have gave up more than 10 points max.
Right, but you have confidence in your players. Like you said, all you have to do is do your job, and you know somebody's going to come up and make a play like yourself, Tyreek Stevenson, you know, just you know that your player next to you is going to make a play, and that's just got to feel fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the best part about it. It's just like you never know whose day is going to be. You never know who's going to make the play because we have all those guys everywhere. It's not, okay, well, these three or four guys have to be our playmakers. It's like, nah, as long as everybody do their job, somebody's going to make the play. I mean, at times it can be the secondary, it can be the linebacker, it can be the D-line, it can be everybody together. But at the end of the day, we can't win on defense if we don't have everybody doing their job and letting everybody else eat around them.
We're talking to Jalen Johnson here on 670 The Score. It's me, Matt Spiegel, and M. Patrick Manley on The Score's afternoon show. So Philip Chevrolet is hanging out with Jalen. You're going to be at our place tomorrow. I just heard you're going to be rolling around these studios shooting some videos for Philip Chevrolet. Can we get you anything? What beverage would you like to have here in the middle of the day tomorrow, Jalen?
Really, I'll probably say a water and a crayon apple. I love a good little crayon apple on the plane. It got to be in the can, though. It can't just be in the bottle. Something about the can make it a little better. So if I can get that, I'll be good.
Okay, crayon apple in a can. We can do that. So you'll have the Phillips Chevy, but what is that going to mean for the Vanderhall? What is it going to mean for the Vanderhall Carmel? That's the name of the car that you have, right? Yeah. That is a remarkable vehicle. It is.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at it. Do you have the Carmel GTS, the Carmel GT? Which one do you have, Jalen?
If I'm not mistaken, I think it's the GTS. It could be.
What's
the
most expensive one? Yeah, that's sure. What it's going to be, right? It better be.
Yeah, it's the most expensive one is the GTS.
It's got to be the best one.
Which one. How much is that one?
$49,950 is the list.
Nah, I don't think that's the one I got. I got the other one.
Well, I mean, but that is a sweet ride. Do you use it in all situations? Like, do you get cold on the highway when you're using that thing?
Man, let me tell you what happened. So this weekend, I had already planned to take it, and it's been a great week. Sun's been out, been feeling, it's feeling pretty good. So
yeah.
Some reason on Saturday, I decided it wanted to kind of get a little chilly, get to the 60s, and I'm like, okay, damn. So I'm driving. I'm like, man, it's cold as hell. But cold as heck. I already committed myself. So I'm driving. I end up finding a way to turn the heater on. So I'm driving downtown. Sun starts going down. So now I'm in the shadows. So I'm thinking the faster you go, okay, I'm just get there quicker, be over with. Nah, the colder it got. So I end up hitting some traffic. Didn't have no more breathing to kind of just cruise with my heat on. So I was all right. And then on the way up, it was a lot better. It wasn't as cold. So
Did T-Med give you a jacket after the game?
Nah, I was all right. Surprisingly, I was all right. It was a little warmer.
What's the coolest thing about it? What's the coolest thing about it, Jalen? And are you going to get better at parking it? As well, is another question.
Why you say better at parking? Like I can't park it.
He's being careful. I think he was being careful with it.
Look, there was a video. There was a video yesterday that went a little bit viral. It looked like you backed into the spot and then pulled it up and then backed in again and then pulled it up again. There was a lot of entries to your parking job yesterday.
That's crazy because, for one, all the dang news trucks with the cameras are all in the way. So it's not like you can just – pull in to the left and then reverse back smooth. So I had to go in from a weird angle and get straight. I could have just left it on my first one and been all crooked, but I was trying to line it up and get straight. But I see those people recording me in the midst of me trying to straighten up my car, but it's all good. But no, I mean, my favorite thing is probably like, that's tough. My favorite thing. I would just say a ride is like smooth. It's not like irky jerky. It's pretty much like a smooth ride. Of course, you can put the top on and off. And then really, I feel like just like the attention, like people think it's fun. It is fun, but people can see it and are interested and want to talk to me about it and different things like that. So I feel like it's not, definitely hasn't been, I've seen one of those or yeah, those are common. It's, I've never seen one of these. What is it? Everybody kind of calls it a slingshot and all different things like that. So, I mean, it's pretty fun driving it around, letting people see it.
Well, where do you drive it after the game? When I played after the game, I would go have a beer in the back of my car at Soldier Field. And then me and a bunch of guys and families would go to O'Toole's and hang out for a little while. Where do you and that car go after a game?
I just went to go eat with my family at Soleil Soul Food Restaurant downtown before I headed back up, back home. So, I mean, it just depends on the day. Sometimes I'll go to Steak 48 or I'll go to the Soul Food spot, but it really just depends.
Jalen Johnson was the number one cornerback in the league yesterday, according to Pro Football Focus and the numbers. Do you look at that? Do you look at that on a weekly basis or no?
Nah, I don't have. I mean, I guess I could Google it, but I don't look at it. I don't. I mean, most of the time, stuff like that's posted on Twitter, Instagram, which yeah. I don't have still. So I don't really see it unless somebody, of course, brings it to my attention or shows that, hey, this is what it was. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's not, for me, I don't look at it right now. That would be something that if I do, or when I do look, that'll be at the end of the year, because that's when it really matters.
You got one interception yesterday. You could add two. That first one was off your fingertips, wasn't it?
It definitely hit my hands.
Yeah.
Hey, when you're preparing, I always like to ask, like, former teammates and great players like yourself, every week you're going against the top receiver, right? So when you're preparing for, like, Calvin Ridley, how do you do that? When you watch the tape, are you watching guys that are similar to you? Obviously, you're going to watch maybe the last four or five games and their scheme and the coordinator, but do you watch guys that have a similar skill set to you going against a Ridley?
Definitely. I think, too, it's crazy because there's not too many corners that I would say I just go and watch depending on, like, the matchup and depending on the style of play. I kind of try to watch guys that I think are similar in style to myself. So kind of sometimes it depends on where they play at. They play to the field where I would see a lot of that action. Then I'll kind of watch it from that angle. If I know they play to the boundary, then sometimes I watch more schematics. Okay, just what they like to do. If he's to the boundary, what they like to do opposite of him, what kind of routes they like to do. But I think overall, kind of just going into it, just trying to figure out where the receiver is going to be at, where their favorite targets are, what they do when they're pressed, what they do when they have man or if they're in cover two, kind of just different things like that. Because, you know, the offense is always trying to hunt for what you're doing. So you can kind of anticipate what they're going to do based on the coverage that you're in. So kind of just trying to always be those few steps ahead. But you can definitely find out a lot of tendencies based on how they go against some of the other top DBs in the league, I'd say.
So you got a chance yesterday, Jalen Johnson, like all of us, to watch Caleb Williams operate in the NFL for the first time. I don't think he looked rattled. And regardless of the numbers, I felt like I saw poise. And that gives me some confidence, even though the numbers and the execution were not there. What was your perception, though, of watching Caleb Williams as a rookie in his first start ever?
What was my perception? I mean, honestly, I feel like it's hard to really put a pin on it because I feel like I wasn't looking at him. I was just more so watching the offense operate. And overall, I feel like top to bottom, it was a lot of things that could have been done maybe different or better, of course. But, I mean, for me, like I said, I kind of stay in my lane. I don't know if it's, Caleb could have did this, and this. I mean, of course, I feel like there are some things that he could have wanted to do better, some throws or something he won back. But, I mean, that's everybody, I would say, despite having numbers or not having numbers. But at the end of the day, I think it takes more. It's a lot that goes into it, and I don't try to go and find out what it was. Oh, yeah, he was missing this read and doing that. That's not what I do. So, I mean, to your point, I can't add and say that he definitely was poised. It wasn't ever a time where he was just, like, I would say, flustered. Definitely frustrated at times, like the whole offense was. So, I mean, it's just, I would say a give-a-damn factor as far as him and wanting to play and offense being at a certain level and they weren't at that level. So, of course, there was some frustration in that.
Well, yeah, then speak to what you can speak to, which is that the mindset, his demeanor, and how he was as a teammate, like during the game and after the game. How was that part of it?
I mean, after the game, he was good. I mean, we won. So, I mean, it wasn't like he was just sitting around in the corner or just kind of like moping around because he didn't have a good enough game. But I feel like really just during the game, of course, like I said, he was frustrated. I mean, the whole offense was frustrated. It wasn't like people were coming back to the sideline happy and he was just over there moping around. I mean, at the end of the day, they didn't score a touchdown. So, I mean, that's not up to the standard they want to be at. They know that they have high level playmakers at all levels. So I think for them, just knowing what the standard is and just not meeting that standard, there's going to be frustration with that, especially with the guys that we have that want to win, that want to perform and do things at a certain level. So, I mean, I'm sure they're going to get it all back next week and then we'll just continue to build.
See, this all felt so familiar to Bears fans, Jalen, like the defense getting a touchdown, special teams getting a touchdown, and the offense getting, you know, under 150 yards. It's like, you know, we talked about a different kind of thing all offseason, but in the end, this felt like a Bears game that we're familiar with. Do you think it's going to change? You think the offense is going to get better? You think you guys are going to have a multifaceted way to win games here on out?
Definitely. I think what – I mean, honestly speaking, I feel like for myself, I feel like people think that Rome was built in a day and everybody is on this, oh, well, C.J. Stroud had this outstanding rookie season. And it's like kind of just hearing some numbers. I think he threw the ball, what, 44 times in his debut. So it's like, I mean, I'm sure if you give Caleb those same that same amount of opportunities, he's going to have more yards. He's going to do that. I feel like that wasn't the style of the game for one. And then really, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, they lost their home opener. They lost their first game. So it's like, I mean, there's a lot of things we can compare to and all these different things. But at the end of the day, it's not easy to come in here and be a rookie quarterback, number one pick, come here and just perform and think it's just going to be peaches and cream. At the end of the day, we got to come in here and work. And we told him in the beginning, I mean, throughout camp, it's like, nah, we're going to get in here and we're going to work because we know it's not just going to come in here and be easy. I mean, nobody expected that. So I feel like at the end of the day, it would have been more surprising if they came and shredded them and put up 35 damn points. That would have been like, I didn't expect that. But I think for myself, it's just more so just being patient, knowing what it's going to be at the end of the day. I mean, not just him being a rookie quarterback, but I'm sorry, I keep getting a phone call. Not just him being a rookie quarterback, but we also have a first-year coordinator as well. We have a lot of people that are new. Keenan Allen's coming in. He's new. Gerald Everett's new. I mean, we have some new alignments and new pieces. So everybody's trying to figure it all out. It's not just Caleb being the only piece plugged in and he just has to come in here and just be Superman. Like, now everybody's trying to figure it out. And he just has to continue to stick to the script and go from there.
All right, you guys went against a young quarterback in Will Levis. I think had, what, 9 starts? You had Kevin Byard who played with him last year. When you are going against a quarterback like that, that's, you know, not established, that's kind of loose with the ball, do you get a little more excited? Right. And was Kevin giving you maybe some tips of what to expect maybe late in the game if it gets a little tight on him?
I mean, it wasn't too many tips. I feel like at the end of the day, the tape speaks for itself. As far as kind of just like some tendencies, some things that he could possibly do. But I mean, at the end of the day, I think for us as a defense going in, we knew that they were going to try to establish the run, and the only way to get him to give us opportunities to go take the ball was to stop the run. I feel like that's what happened in the second half. I feel like the first half, it wasn't too many outside of the one to Ridley. There wasn't really any down the field shots. There wasn't really anything that was crazy, kind of just keeping it simple, running the ball. And then in the second half, when you take the run away, you only have 60 rushing yards. You got to put the ball in the air. And then that's when you get more opportunities for a mistake, for trying to get the ball out of bounds and doesn't go all the way out of bounds, throwing it to the number one corner when you shouldn't have. I mean, just little things like that just start to happen when you have to put the ball in there.
Yep, that's what I was excited for. And then, all right, Tyreek's got one, you've got one. Do you guys have a friendly wager? Do you have a friendly wager at the end of the year? You have to have something, right?
We got a lot of competition going on. Uh-huh. Too many details, but we definitely compete.
Yeah, you got to keep that within the room. I know the NFL rules now. You can't talk about it.
No doubt.
Does he get to use the Vander Hall? He get to use the Vander Hall if he wins?
Nah. I might get him his own or something, put a little reek something on the front of him.
There it is. Awesome. Jalen, the Texans, you mentioned the Texans. That's a real team. That's a real offense. That's a real good young quarterback. You getting Nico Collins or Tank Dell, or are you just gonna play on either side? What do you think about this matchup coming up?
I ain't gonna lie to you, I love it. This one has been circled. I haven't circled too many games in my career. I feel like this is definitely one that is circled for sure. Just the respect that I have for the guys on that team. I mean, I was a fan of Tank Dell coming out of college, been a fan of Stephon Diggs and what he's been able to do in this league. Nico is one of those up-and-coming guys, of course. C.J. Stroud, I mean, being from Cali, doing what he's doing as a rookie. I mean, there's definitely a lot of things that you love. I've always loved D'Amico Ryans as a coordinator when he was in San Fran. I love the way that he had his passion and the way that he called the defense. It's fun to see. So, I mean, for me, just looking at it, excited for the opportunity. Want to look in there, walk in there and look to dominate. I mean, my mentality doesn't change. I want to go in there and give him hell. So, I mean, that's all I'm focused on. I'm starting to watch the tape, watch the film, get comfortable, get confident with some of the things that they're doing, understand some of the schemes, where they want to attack, who they want to attack. And at the end of the day, you take away the explosives and you go make plays in the air. I feel like it'll be a good game for us.
All right. And listeners want to know if you got a new place or just have the batteries and the smoke alarm all secure at this point, because we don't hear it.
No, I'm in a different level. I'm in a different location right now.
Okay, all right. All right, well, Jalen, we will see you tomorrow and say hello when you're in here with Phillips Chevrolet, man. So thanks so much for doing it every week, and we're looking forward to it.
Yes, sir. I'm going to see you guys in a little bit.
All right, there you go. That's Jalen Johnson right here on 670 The Score. Dude is still driven. He's completely and utterly driven. Goodness.
Those are the great ones.
Yeah.
When you listen to that, like, he's not done. Like, you know, he's upset about the Pro Bowls. I'll let you get your reading. He's upset about the Pro Bowls, but to hear him talk, he's got way more on his plate to accomplish, and that's exciting.
Yeah, this segment with Jalen Johnson is sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency, call the plumbing professionals, available 24-7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. It is Spiegs and Pat Manley right here on 670 The Score. I need to hear about you and Misty McMichael as we kick around some leftovers from this Bears game as well. The Take the North podcast comes to you live at the top of the hour on The Score.
Dan.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Pompeii.
Are you drinking the Kool-Aid?
I'm drinking a long snapper IPA.
That's after the game.
That's nice. Well played.
Danny not drinking the Kool-Aid, huh? The Hall of Famer himself.
He never does.
Well, he did his...
he's always measured about everything.
Yeah,
that's what makes him great.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he did his annual piece where he talks to scouts around the league about the Bears. Some of those relationships that he's had for decades and has made for decades. And the common comps there for Caleb Williams from those scouts in that piece on The Athletic, Russell Wilson. Just do enough and protect the ball. So the defense, like he did with the Legion of Boom and the early Seattle Seahawks teams, can carry you. And I don't think the Bears have the offensive line and the run game to get that done with Russell, but I certainly like the idea that on the rookie contract, you don't have to be the hero. Just protect the ball, be smart, scramble for it every once in a while, make some good throws, make some smart plays, and team can go very far.
I'll take it.
right?
Yeah, we played against him when he was young, and he was good. I mean, he got better and better and better, and we played against him at the end of the year, and I'm like, who is this guy? Obviously, the career is taking a little different turn, but I take it. I'll sign up for it right now.
Yeah, sign up for a year like that?
Yes. Yeah.
And those numbers in the rookie year, I can look at them. They weren't you know, dominant by any stretch, but
no, but he did what he needed to do. Like, that's he took care of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing he would do is scramble on third down and just destroy defenses and just get you upset because you thought you had him behind the sticks, and the next thing you know, he could be able to get that first down. But I, you know,
11-5 for the Seahawks in Russell Wilson's rookie year.
What year was that again?
It was 2012.
Yeah.
3,100 yards passing, 26 touchdowns, just 10 interceptions, a QB rating of 100.0.
Take it.
Yeah, in a heartbeat.
Yes.
Sign up for it right yes. now.
Would you sign up for his career here in Chicago?
Oh, boy.
That's a tough one. That's one that's incomplete. I'd have to do more research, but getting into Super Bowl.
So 4,000-yard passer four different times in Seattle.
Yeah.
7 different years of 100 rating or more. His teams won double digit games there. 8 different times.
Yeah, you're winning with them.
Yes.
Yeah.
The answer is yes.
Yeah, but I want better. I want more here.
Sure, you do.
Because we deserve it. Because we deserve it. We've had too long without it.
Yeah.
That's where I'd be with that.
And a texture says, does that mean Caleb turns into an unlikable phony? Ugh.
That's what, yeah, please don't.
That would be scary. That would be scary.
Continue to be a good teammate, Caleb. That's the thing.
Yeah.
And I hear good things about him in the locker room from guys, and they all respect him, and he's just, they said he's different. I'll tell you this. They said he's different than Mitch, and he's different than Justin. Not that those two guys were bad. They just said he's more of a guy's guy, hanging out with the guys, mingling with everybody. And I played with quarterbacks, and people know in Chicago that just – were good guys, but they didn't want to hang out with everybody.
Yeah.
They weren't talking to the long snapper, the punter, kicker, receiver, everybody all across the board. They were just kind of doing their thing. They'd be friendly to you, but it wasn't like they would let you in. What I'm hearing is good things about him so far.
Yeah. Was that Sid Luckman that you played with that didn't want to hang?
Yes. Yeah, it was Sid. Yeah.
Kerry Collins?
Jeff George.
He's not that old.
Henry Burris?
Big Jim Miller didn't want to hang.
Oh, Jim Miller. See, that's the guy.
Yeah, he hangs.
That's the guy.
Jim hangs, dude.
Yes, yes. Yeah, he hangs a lot.
Henry Burris didn't, though, huh?
No, Henry was good. It just wasn't good enough. You want the guy that can hang and have the talent.
Oh, yeah. You need the guy who has both.
Yes.
All right. So I know nothing about this story. I was told I need to ask you about your interaction with Misty McMichael,
yes.
the wife of the newly minted Hall of Famer, Steve Mongo McMichael.
Yes, so we had alumni weekend this weekend right up the Hyatt Regency, and we have a dinner the Bears put on Saturday night. And it's great because every year it seems like more and more people are coming, and gets a little bit grander and bigger. And obviously this weekend was about Steve McMichael at the halftime of the game, and Misty was there, and Mike Singletary was there, and then a couple of the old Gold Jackets showed up for the game day. But they had a panel up there with Jeff Joniak, Charles Tillman, myself, and Jim Osborne. And they wanted us to tell stories about like our old teammates. We played this with our Hall of Famers. So Misty's standing up because the first person we're talking about is Steve McMichael. And Jim starts telling stories. And I told Joniak, I have a story to tell you that I had an interaction with Steve McMichael that's kind of interesting and funny. And yeah, so Misty is filming it, I think, to send back to Steve when she goes back home so we can watch all this, what everybody's saying about him. So Jeff sets me up. He's like, so how do you know Steve McMichael? I said, well, I've been fortunate enough to beat his record for most games played.
That's
so
right.
He had 191 games straight.
Which is insane for a defensive tackle like McMichael with all the knee injuries and all the surgeries in the offseason to play in 191 straight.
He should have been in the Hall of Fame a long time ago and all that kind of stuff. But he came up to me, I think it was like the second or third game after I broke the record. I think we finally came back and had a home game. And he comes up to me on the sideline. He goes, hey. It's not right. A long snapper's breaking my record for most games played. So I recited everything you said right back to him. I'm like, Steve, you played 191 straight. You didn't miss a game as a D tackle. You should be in the Hall of Fame already. And I just kind of pumped him up a little bit. And he goes, well, yeah, yeah. And I go, well, listen, here's the biggest difference about everything I've just said about you in my career, breaking a games record. I go, you played in 191 straight. I participated. and 192. And while I'm telling this story to Jeff in the crowd, Misty's, you know, filming me, and she's like, whoa, he doesn't like it. Like, starts kind of just barking out that how much he hated the fact that I broke his record.
Oh, my God. Yes.
And I was like, Misty, please, just give me a second. Let me explain the story. So everything I told you, I had to tell her in front of the whole crowd. And she just looks at me with, like, this sweet look, like, okay, that's a neat interaction. So we get done with the panel, and I go sit down with her at the her table, and I get kind of more of the story and in depth of the story. And she's like, that truly is neat. That's amazing. Really cool. And she goes, I can't wait to go back to tell Steve this story. And I just, you know, what he meant to me and all that kind of stuff. And he goes, but he was truly pissed when he broke his record. He was ticked. A long snapper break. And I'm like, man, that's because what a record for him to have 191 straight.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's the Misty McMichael story. And we sat there for another 5 or 10 minutes and just talked about him. And yeah, that was just a cool interaction, but I just thought that was funny.
Oh, my God. He was actually pissed.
Yeah, and he played, I participated. That's the difference. That's my story, man, about beating Steve McMichael's record.
You played, though, Manly.
I participated. And he goes, I appreciate that. You're right. Yeah. You did participate. I played. I'm like, yes, I did. Yeah.
Whatever you got to do to let the man feel good.
No, about it. Well, he's got his gold jacket, thank God. Yeah, should have been done long, long time ago, man.
Man. I mean, it's pretty cool that you get to have this kind of vaunted place in Bears lore. And get to hang with all of that.
It really is. And something that was neat to me is, was it Pat? Pat came up to me, McCaskey, and we were just talking, and he goes, I appreciate your story. And
Urlacher.
But he just said, he goes, it's an honor to have you as our representative. And I go, excuse me, it's an honor to play for you and your family and have this record. And he goes, I said, I just try to represent it as well as I can, but it is neat. And then in that building.
So uncomfortable.
No, you should have seen that in the huddles, like post practice when he would start doing that. Oh, man. Poor Lovey's face. He did not really like that.
What? Pat was doing that in the huddles? Uh-huh. He'd come
post practice. He would have a song to sing about a different player, and every now and then he'd come out and sing it. Oh. And it would just be like, what is going on here?
Oh my God. Yeah. That is amazing.
Yeah. It was beyond amazing. It was kind of sad. But,
oh, that's incredible.
And then it stopped.
And then it did. So anyway, Pat came up to you.
Oh, and he just talked about, you know, just having the Bears record. And I said, no, it's an honor, you know, holding a record for your franchise and all that stuff. And it is. This city, I talk about it all the time, man. The sports fans here are amazing. They get on you when you stink, but they love you more when you're winning. And they just need to win here more because the city deserves it.
Well, maybe yesterday is the start.
I hope so.
As ugly as it looked on the offensive side, the team around him, the nest around the quarterback is so damn good. He could go through some growing pains and still win a bunch of games.
Oh, and just to hear Jalen Johnson talk about the confidence they have in that defense to be able to get it done.
Yeah, man.
And they're upset with giving up 17 points in one half.
Mm-hmm.
But if they can only give up 17 points per game for the rest of the year,
yeah,
we're going to be all right.
All right. There was a debut of another kind yesterday on the national level. And let's check it out and see how we think it went. My experience, I thought it was not good. We'll do that next on 670.
It is America's Game of the Week on a gorgeous Sunday afternoon from Cleveland, and a beauty in this week one. The NFL on Fox is back with the Cowboys taking on the Browns, and we say welcome to the broadcast booth. He's Tom Brady, and I'm Kevin Burkhardt, and you're a broadcaster. How about that?
We're here. It's been quite a journey, but I love being your partner.
I'm excited as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. We should start with quarterbacks. That seems to make a lot of sense.
So there it was, the debut of the GOAT, the greatest quarterback of all time, has decided he wants to be a broadcaster. And that bumps Greg Olsen down to the two, where he works with Joe Davis. And Tom Brady and Kevin Burkhardt are the ones. What was it, a 10-year, $375 million contract for Tom Brady before he uttered a word on national television? The part that I was able to catch, just bits and pieces, on the on the Red Zone broadcast, as I was hanging around with that all afternoon, I thought he sounded very stiff. I thought he sounded it was choppy.
Mm-hmm.
Tanny, what'd you say? Who's our guy? Choppy Cadence. That's right. Our friend Choppy Cadence made an appearance in the person of Tom Brady. I heard a lot of Kevin Burkhardt. Some very long pauses. It's game one doing that job, which is a very difficult job to do. Tanny has pulled some snippets here. In his mind, this was the good, the bad, and the gravitas. We'll start with the good of Tom Brady doing that game yesterday.
Parsons has been an absolute nightmare this game.
Well, he's obviously no one-on-ones, and that's kind of, it is one-on-one with the tackle. He gets the chip, but just too athletic. If you're the running back, you got to give more presence than that. That's just not enough. You got to slow him down. You can't kind of eject him into the tackle, stop his rush, make him restart, then give him to the Jones, the right tackle. But if it's just going to be a little friendly pan and let him go, it's going to be too tough for Jones to handle him.
But just trying to change up the look and make the offense a little different, a little better for Deshaun Watson.
Well, Dorsey's had some experience with these mobile passers and Cam Newton at Carolina and Josh Allen in Buffalo, and they brought him in, and they want Deshaun to regain that form he had in Houston. And today, they've just gone backwards too much. Another holding penalty, long yardage again, dealing with Parsons here at the top of the screen.
Watson tipped in the air, and that's intercepted by Kendricks. An easy one for this Dallas D as Eric Kendricks has his first interception as a Cowboy. And guess who got it? Parsons tipped it in the air.
So Brady talking about Micah Parsons and dissecting the problems with Deshaun Watson and that offense. And then Parsons gets right in there and deflects the ball. He knows the game, obviously.
Yeah, I go back to when I first worked with you, Matt. He's a rookie all over again.
Yeah.
He's walking into an arena he knows nothing about. You can practice. I've worked with people before when I was working with you and trying to get better, but it just takes time. It's just going to take time.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a rookie.
He is a rookie.
Yeah, but you know he's going to work hard.
You know he's going to work hard. And we'll see. This, according to Tanny, is some of the bad.
35, pressure right in Prescott's face. Letting it go. He's got a man for the touchdown. It's caught by Brandon Cooks.
He said he's got to go earn it. It's an all-out blitz. They're bringing all six. And they can only block five of them. Dak knows it and lays it up there to Brandon Cooks. He knows the defender has no help to the pylon. Great throwing catch.
Tom, break it down for us. What happened there?
Yeah, just great high IQ football here. You got Dak Prescott here at the line of scrimmage. He sees the all-out blitz from Schwartz's defense, and he changes the play. Lets everybody know, okay, I got pressure. Signals to the receiver. We're going to run this three-man combination. They actually don't handle the blitz very well. Thornhill's expecting the ball to come out quick. He's got no help to the corner. He just lays it up there for an easy touchdown.
All right. So, I mean, maybe with the video that works a little better, but I just felt like the whole thing was stiff and choppy. But here's at the end, this Tanny, this is him telling Micah Parsons he's the player of the game.
Yeah, they've rolled out a new award, the LFG award. Like, his podcast was Let's Go, so I think this is LFG, Let's You Know What Go.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
So, like, it's his version, like, of the get, you know,
the put turducken.
The turducken are being put on the Madden Cruiser, you know, and the, whatever they do on Sunday Night Football now. Like, so it's his version of that, but you can kind of hear the respect, pour out of the player that he's giving it to, at least in week one, Micah Parsons.
Micah, what a game by you, the entire defensive line, but I get an opportunity to give one award to a player a week, and you get the LFG player of the game. What a game you played. It was fun being up here and not having you chase me around. So to see you from this perspective, man, you played a great game today. You impacted the game in rushing. You get so many double teams out there, but you still find a way to make an impact. Way to go.
Hey, I appreciate that, TB, man. I take everything you told me this over this offseason, man, just trying to use it and force it in this game. And I appreciate this word, bro. It means a lot from you.
Yeah, well, it means a lot to watch you continue to evolve. And you're an amazing player. You're a great leader for that team. I know we all expect to see so many great things from you. So love you. Have a great time. Have a safe trip home.
All right, TB. Thank you, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's a relationship. That's a dude. That's one of the best players in football who's like, thanks so much, man. Appreciated the conversations we had. You're the best. Thank you.
But I think everybody that's in strong. The game has a respect for that guy. I mean, he's the GOAT.
Yeah.
He is. How hard he worked, his standard he set for himself, what he's done, going to Tampa, winning there at that age.
It's remarkable.
I got a lot of respect for him.
Yeah, for sure.
Obviously.
Texture says, the very bad early Spiegel and Parkins shows made me appreciate how good it eventually got. There you go.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true. Okay.
Everybody's a rookie at something.
Similarly, I was making $375 million for the entire bulk of that contract.
It's kind
of
weird. Did you guys notice the promo they ran for Brady during the Bears game? It was like, here's Brady. He's coming up. He's doing the game after this.
Yes.
But like the promo is like, it's really well done. I do like it. It's all the versions of Tom Brady.
Yeah, Brady talking
throughout
to himself.
The year, talking to himself. Cool. Like here's that's Patriots cool. Brady and here's, you know, Bucks Brady. And then they eventually roll out little kid version of Brady. But the whole thing is like, hey, you suck, man. Why are you doing this? Which is an odd way to promote your broadcast.
Hold on. How long are you guys going to give him till he is the go to broadcasting, or till he's pretty darn good halfway to the season?
I mean, if we know Tom Brady at all next week, he's going to be awesome next week. He's going to crush all this tape this week. He's going to figure it out.
Looking back, the whole first couple of years, he let Antoine Smith carry that offense. You know what I mean?
True.
But it is interesting. That was the one criticism that was public. Is like a lot of people were talking about his choppy words, and like that's why we played the clip that we did. So it will be interesting to see if he tightens up that one specific area.
Yeah, I bet he will.
Yeah, I think he will too.
Yeah, I bet he will. Good one tonight.
Yes.
The Jets and the 49ers. You locked and loaded for this evening?
I can't wait. I got a glass of wine. My wife's on the couch ready to watch this thing. I tell her to be quiet during the whole game. But I got a question for you real quick. Aaron Rodgers is coming back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you pulling for him?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Me?
I mean,
have you not met me?
No, I understand. He's a Packer and all that stuff.
Oh, no. It's just.
But he was so great at quarterbacking. Gets hurt last year.
Sure.
You're done with another great quarterback in the NFL?
I've seen enough of that. Okay. Seen enough of that. I'm good. Right. I would like Aaron Rodgers to be healthy and suck. That's what I would like. I wish him good health on the year. I'd like him to play as much as he can all year, and I would like him to be terrible.
I like it.
There are very few people in sports that I openly and passionately root against. You know? That's one of them. And it just fills a gap somewhere in my soul. Maybe it's the counter for the good vibes, Pat.
That's the one. It's all in that bucket. It's just the Aaron Rodgers bucket.
Just a few people I hate. Yes. That guy and anybody who doesn't like when he's called by his last name on the radio. Thank you so much to Pat Manley. What a great job by you.
That was fun. Bears win.
How much fun are you to work with?
Bears win.
The answer is a lot. A lot of fun. As long as there's no baseball. Thank you to our guests. Kurt Warner was incredible.
Yes.
Jalen Johnson was terrific. Please, if you missed either of them, go back and listen with the rewind feature, something you can only do in the Odyssey app. Search 670 The Score and tap earlier today to get started. Mark Grody was revelatory, and he'll be on at 7 o'clock after the Take the North podcast live comes your way with Alex Kuhn on the board, David Haw, and Dan Wiederer. Take the North live. That's an awesome addition to your Bears Monday, your Plumbers 911 football money Monday, presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority. Tomorrow, it's me and Anthony Herron right here on The Score.
I got one thing to say. The Take North podcast is darn good.
It is?
Yes. It's very, very good.
Darn
I endorse
good.
It. Good job, David Haw and Dan.
His name is Pat Manley, and he approves this message. Have a great evening, everybody. Take the North is next. Speaks and Anthony Herron tomorrow on Score Afternoons.
It's not just another day. It's today. And maybe that's just another way of saying attack this day with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind. But it was a great.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.